Digital payments that were limited to debit and credit cards have grown by leaps and bounds in the past decade. We no longer fumble for change while paying an autowala or a next-door grocer. It's GPay, Paytm and QR codes all over. So naturally, the National Payments Corporation of India's latest circular left a lot of consumers worried about how their transactions will be charged. Hi, you're listening to On Manorama's Explainer Podcast News Break, a weekly show that breaks down news in a clutter-free manner. This is your host, Harita Benjamin, and in this episode, we try to break down what the latest NPCI notification means for the common man. Now, according to the notification, from April 1st, all UPI transactions made via prepaid instruments will attract an interchange fee of 1.1% for merchant payments about Rs. 2000. Now, that's a lot of jargon right there. Let me simplify some of these words for you. First up is something that most of us know or at least use, UPI. The UPI, or the Unified Payments Interface, is an instant real-time payment system developed by the NPCI. It facilitates three types of transactions: P2P, that is peer-to-peer, P2M, that is person-to-merchant, and P2PM, that is for small merchants and unorganized retail sector. Now, a UPI number, which is a bank-verified phone number identifier for your UPI ID, allows you to receive money from users regardless of the app used. Now, our second term, which needs some explaining to do, is the prepaid instruments. Facilities that allow fund transfers or payments against the value already stored in them are called prepaid instruments. So your digital wallets, credit cards, vouchers, etc. come under this. Number 3. Interchange fee. The interchange fee is the charge that merchants pay to issuers of these services for every transaction. Number 4. Merchant payments. Merchant services is an umbrella term used to describe the services provided by banks that let businesses accept and process electronic payments. Now that the terms are clear, I think the NPCI statement should make more sense to us now. It simply implies that all your UPI transactions will be charged a percentage of the transaction amount if 1. Your amount is above Rs. 2000. 2. If the transaction is a person-to-merchant or the P2M transaction. 3. If it is from a prepaid instrument like your Paytm or PhonePe wallet, Amazon Pay, etc. The charge will kick in when a customer having a wallet of one particular company makes a payment to a merchant who has the wallet of another company. This levy is being introduced to help cover for the cost of interchange between two wallets. The charges applied would of course vary from 0.5% to 1.1% depending on the type of transaction. The interchange fee is 0.5% for fuel, education, agriculture and utility payments, whereas it is around 1.1% for convenience stores and retail outlets. Now the more important question, who pays? It depends on the merchants really. If the merchants decide to pass on the higher cost to customers, the latter will bear the burden. Paytm has already issued a clarification on the NPCI circular. It said that no Paytm customer will have to pay any charges on making payments from UPI, either from the bank account or PPI or Paytm wallet. Now, NPCI is also charging prepaid payment instrument issuers 15 basis points for recharging a wallet with over Rs. 2000. The customers would feel the pinch of this additional cost only if the wallet issuers decide to pass on the service fee. Will it affect the overall volume of transactions in the country? Definitely. The move is definitely like to affect high-value transactions. Now, according to the NPCI, the share of individual-to-merchant transactions above Rs. 2000 is only about 5% of the total transactions in February. Currently, the most preferred method of UPI transactions is linking the bank account in any UPI-enabled app for making payments. This contributes over 99.9% of the total UPI transactions. Now, the plus point is that bank account-to-account transactions continue to remain free for customers and merchants. Medium category shopkeepers who fall under the P2M category also stand to be affected by the transactions above Rs. 2000. But speculations are rife that more banks will volunteer UPI service if a revenue generation model like this is put in place. I think that is why they initiated this model in the first place. It is also likely to give more incentives to the payment service providers like, say, Paytm and PhonePe, which are struggling to maintain profitability. That brings us to the end of today's episode. Hope your doubts on the latest NPCI notification have been addressed to an extent at least. On Manorama's Newsbreak, an explainer podcast produced by Haritha Benjamin, that is me, with technical production by Idea Brew Studios, comes out every week and is available on all podcast platforms. Follow on manorama.com for detailed updates on the latest news and more such explainers. And be sure to be back next week for more on Newsbreak.